Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The presidential candidate's economic policies. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. This morning, good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, how will one candidate's economic policy affect our country? Will I pay more taxes, or will I be born with the, you know, will the ultra wealthy be the ones paying it? Will the economy do better for my business? Or less. We're closing in on the big election, and we had that debate last night. So I wanted to learn what each candidate proposes for the country. Remember that the president can do very little without Congress. So the Fed spending represents less than 20% of our gross domestic product. The majority of government spending is on entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. The president has very little influence over factors like interest rates and entitlement policy, and the president represents just one branch of government. Both houses of Congress, they're the ones who wield the power of the purse and legislation. This doesn't mean the president won't champion economic policy, hoping to get the House and the Senate to pass their legislation. To learn about candidates' policies, I searched online and read speeches for both candidates and can find very little other than broad statements like, you know, from one side, like large tax cuts, no tax on tips, and end inflation. The other side will reinstitute child tax credits, housing incentives, and crack down on corporate price gouging. Both are scant on details on how they will pay for those great things and what the economic consequences would be. I turned to Penn's Wharton School of Business for their in-depth analysis of the effects of both politicians' policies. There is much too little, really, much to report on this, on the specifics in a Money Tracker report. They report that the effects of the policies out 10 years from 2025 to 2035 suggest that voters who want to know how it could affect the health of the economy look it up and read that Wharton School report and what they have come up with. The bottom line, 10 years from the next president taking office shows one candidate's effect on the deficit doubling the others. And, of course, if you have any questions about this, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
You know, my this is an opinion. I've read a lot of history about our presidents. My opinion would be that most of them, if not all of them, have just been fairly ignorant about economics. They have to have somebody tell them what to do. And sometimes those people are wrong. With the exception of possibly Hoover.
And Hoover was brilliant, and he couldn't figure it out. So
it's still, it just nailed him. So,
I think how can one person be an expert in all areas?
Right,
you know,
right.
if they were economic experts, then would they have the appeal for the other things, you know, that
sure.
get them elected? So it, that's a really good point. I think obviously some are stronger than others.
Today is Patriot Day, National Day of Service and Remembrance.
Wow.
Honoring the memory of their nearly 3,000 innocent victims who died in September 11, 2001. In the terrorist
attacks.
That's
right. It's September 11th, isn't
it? Each year, Americans dedicate this day to remembering those who died and the first responders. And over the weekend, was it 60? I think 60 Minutes had on a it was something they'd done before. But a great piece with some interviewing some of the firefighters.
Oh,
some who
wow.
survived.
Oh,
some
my
who,
gosh.
You know, it's very moving. I've seen it a couple times.
Everybody coming down the stairs, and they're running up the stairs.
Yeah.
That says it all right there.
And at any rate, for a time there, we were reunited as a nation, and then it kind of went away.
Yeah.
All right. So you two guys both watched the debates last night. If you want to give us opinion, you can. What do you think? I mean, everybody says who won, who lost, and like it's a football game. I don't know that it depends on who you favored to begin with. Huh? If I go in saying I'm a Trumper, Trump probably won.
Yeah, I watched Fox last night, and they said slam dunk, Trump was the winner. Then I turned over to MSNBC, and they said slam dunk, Harris the winner. It's like, well,
yeah, that's generally
that's our
the
country
way.
These days.
Yeah, well, it's the spin room.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
What it is, and they call it that now. They don't even try to hide it.
Yeah.
That's what the post thing was called, the spin room.
Mm. Oh, man. I've got that's a good subject to talk about, but I've got a much more important one.
Yes.
Friday. We're going to go get a pedicure and our nails done. Are you guys both available on Friday? And then Jad's going to join us for lunch.
What time?
You tell me.
Can you get out Friday or not?
Well, no. I mean, not maybe not early. But we'll have a late. Then we'll have a cocktail or something.
Mm. What do you think?
What do you guys think? You guys up for it? You notice how I put you on the spot and didn't tell you about beforehand. You don't have to answer right now if you don't want to. But
all right,
but we keep talking about it. My nails are ready. So and you know, I've been holding off clipping them. So we could go
so
get
we
a pedicure.
Do it. It's a pretty good lunch hooks on you then. All right, we'll figure out what to do with that.
Okay.
I have a very busy schedule on Friday afternoon.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. A lot of sleeping and napping I need to do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll check in a little later. Maybe we can go do that.
Okay.
Coming up, top of the hour, 7 o'clock news this morning. Trump and Harris face off in the Philadelphia debate. And the Gulf Coast is bracing for Hurricane Francine. It's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSN.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.